All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the latest podcast episode. This is your boy, Terry Knight. I have a great guest that I want to speak to today. Amazing. He's selling 10 million of courses, helping people sell courses online. And I'm just appreciated to have you on, man. Virgo, correct?
Yeah, Virgil. This whatever Virgil. Name you want to give me. Yeah. You can call me Virg as well. Some people do that too.
Yes. Virgil in the house. Amazing man. He's in Bali right now and kind of bouncing around, yes. Right? Living a life and just helping people sell courses, man. So thank you for coming on my podcast, even though it's late. And look forward to talking to you, man.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, Bali. So you hear the crickets in the background, right? I'm now in the middle of Bali, Ubud, so to speak. And that's really the heart of Bali. And yeah, it's a great lifestyle. I think the lifestyle is a really important thing for people. And I understood you offer also this type of lifestyle, right? The people you help give them this new lifestyle. It's incredible. So yeah, 100% cool, lifestyle guy, so to speak.
Exactly, 100%. So let everyone know who you are, man, like where you came from, and let's kind of go from there.
Yeah, so well, I'm a Dutchie. You can hear my accent. You know, my English probably sucks at some point, and maybe I create sentences that don't make any sense. So up front, I say I'm sorry. I'm Dutch, okay. Born and raised in Amsterdam. Yeah, born and raised in Amsterdam. As a kid, grow up with everything that Amsterdam has to offer, from smoking weed to drinking alcohol to having parties. Bad at school, was not a guy who could really follow certain systems. So very early on, I started to get all kinds of jobs, from sales, from marketing, from cleaning toilets, so name it, and I did it. And yeah, Holland is a cold country, so to speak, weather-wise. And I always said to myself, my parents are from South America and emigrated to Holland, and they wanted to have this good life for their two kids, right? Me and my sister, Morea. And yeah, they really wanted us to grow up in an environment that was different from theirs. So they came to the coldest country you can imagine, and I could never handle that. So not going properly to school. I always wanted to escape Holland, and eventually I managed. I did that. Me and my girlfriend at the time, we decided to go to a little island in Spain. It's called Ibiza, the party capital of the world. Super cool. And we started a business there. It was a personal training business. And that was my first really entrepreneurship thing. And after a while, I really got like noticing that I was trading time for money, right? We had a personal training business. I was training people myself. I was working 12 hours a day. And I thought, okay, this is really weird. It is not the way forward. So I bought a course. And it was about productivity, how to organize everything better. And I realized, like, when I went through it, like, this is basically amazing, right? Because I bought a course, and back at the time, it was like $2,500, I believe, to get that course. I thought, hang on a minute. I'm not the only guy in this community. There are over 2,500 people in this course times 2,500. Wow, this guy is printing money like crazy. So that was my first inside aha moment. Ah, maybe I need to do something with packaging my mind and take it from there. And that's where it all started. You know, fast forward, I met two incredible guys with the same vision. The three of us thought, hey, let's do something. We built this core business together, only in Holland. It was totally locally in Holland, so to speak. And it blew up with great courses, or with great mentors, great masterminds. You know, I learned a lot, and here I am today. Time to give the knowledge back with everything that I learned over the years. So I'm incredibly grateful for that.
Cool, man. That's amazing. Quick background story on you. When you first started the course, like helping people sell courses, like what's the whole process for that, right? Like, how can someone create a course and how can that work for them? Because some people may say, I may not be good enough to make a course, but they have all that knowledge in their head. They just don't know how to translate it, or they feel like they're not good enough.
Well, good point. It all starts, like you say, you end your question with, it feels like they're not good enough. And that's often the start point for most people who want to create a course. You know, to create a course and to validate it and to package it and to launch it, they're all tactics. Mm-hmm. I can share a couple of steps later on, you know, maybe if people are really interested in it. But the thing is that the mind is a weird thing. You know, the mind really tells stories that often not true. Not for the sake that the mind likes to lie, but that's like the environment how we grew up. Right? We grew up believing stuff that were relevant back at the time. But as we grew up, we not left that those beliefs behind. We took them with us. And every time we like to create something new, those beliefs are popping up and holding us back, so to speak. So the very first thing that I learned the hard way was to try to ignore it, you know, like, oh, I feel I'm not good enough, so I better not do it. Mm-hmm. But that's not the way, you know. You always will get some point in your life that you think, okay, this is not going like I want to. So what I try to teach people is to don't run away from those thoughts and beliefs and face them and sit with them. And it sounds weird, like spiritual, right? Like me, like a guru in an orange robe trying to convey some some mantra to you. You know, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. The case is basically that I learned in my simplistic way of understanding how the universe works is to sit with these thoughts and let them be and eventually say, okay, I understand you. What's next? And from there on, you're going to get better dealing with those thoughts, dealing better with the words that you say to yourself, but also the words that you speak out loud. For example, instead of saying, I am not able to do it or it's impossible, that you use words, so now I'm going to give it a try. And if it fails, I know how not to do it. So change and give it a positive spin, so to speak. That is a start point for every course creator, no matter where you are, what business you are, have, if you are a beginner or you make already millions and would like to make a course, you know, the mind is a start point. And if you get that right, then the tactics are just a way of executing them.
Yeah, it's a good point, man. I think the mind plays a trick on all of us, right? Imposter syndrome and all that good stuff. So I think tackling that is very key, I think, to kind of move on to the next step. How long does it take to make a course? From your experience when you're working with clients to kind of get from start from A to Z?
Yes. Well, it can be fairly fast. So It basically starts if you have tackled the mind that I just covered. And of course, the mind will always be in the way, but you sort of know how to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Then the next stage is basically to start getting your idea for what is the thing that I love to do. So you need to be passionate about a certain thing. Well, the moment when you think about starting a course, most of the people I work with already have an established business and solve a problem. So that's the first part of creating a course fast is understanding, okay, which problem do I want to solve? And then simplify that. Because what people do then is that often they are going to try to solve a lot of problems for a lot of people. And that's where people go wrong. So what I always say, and probably this is nothing new, is always try to solve one unique problem for one unique audience and bring them only from A to B. And if you can do that successfully, you can give people the world, so to speak. Look like you're like yourself, Terry. You offer this course, right, where you help people to buy a rental property, turn that in a proper rental business with all the ins and outs. So probably you're not going to tell them how to scale to a multi-million dollar real estate portfolio, which might be on the horizon, right? But the idea for people, what you help people with, is to, look, I show you, you buy a property, and then I show you how you can rent it out and recoup some of that money, A to B, right? So, and that is the most important part. When you understand that, then the next stage is validate that idea. Well, I think it's a great idea to use your business as an example, right, to this, why you guys started and doing this. So probably you need to understand, are there people out there who are willing to pay for the problem that I can solve? Well, even more basic, is the problem out there that I try to solve? Many people make the mistake by just thinking, like, I have this cool idea, you know, I have this this business where I'm going to teach Bali people how to grow rice and people are going to love it. And yeah, people might love it, but I don't think that's a market for it, right? And that is maybe a little bit exaggerated, but that's how most people think. Like, wow, I have this cool idea. Everybody's going to love it. They're going to run with it. They fail and they're going to give up. Mm-hmm. So I try to reverse that whole process by saying, okay, let's validate this idea. And the simplest way is by one of my mentors, Russell Brunson always says, you know, in his book, .com Secrets. If you want to launch anything, you need to do three things. One, find a hot market. Well, the hot market is three categories: health, wealth, and relationships. Well, most of the ideas and problems that you solve will fall on those categories, right? And they are responsible for billions of dollars of sales. And then what you do, when you have found this hot market, ask what they want. Well, that's really weird for people, right? Is that it? Well, actually, yes. Just ask what they want. Well, guys, do you struggle with finding rental properties and turn it into an Airbnb business or a rental business? Well, yeah, I have no clue how to do it. Well, fine, here is it. Well, in a nutshell, that is how you build a course, right? And that is what it is. Obviously, there's a little bit more to it, you know, in the details. But in the basics, that's all it is. If you can have the ability to step away from your ego, to think like, I'm the coolest thing in the world, and you say, hey, this is for you. Do you want this? Yeah, that's my problem. Solve it. And you package it and you sell it. Then you are like 70% there, to give an idea in a nutshell.
That's a perfect way to sum it up, man. Market research. For those out there who probably wants to hit that next step, how would they perform the market research? Like what avenues would they take to kind of get answers from their ideal avatar?
So there are multiple ways of doing market research, right? And there are a lot of books written and a lot of people talk about it. And to be honest, all of them work. Mm-hmm. But remember, I come from the streets with no formal education. I never did university. So all these things that people share about market research and data analysis are really complex for me. So I needed to do something that was simple. So my way was just very, very simple. Over the years, I developed a concept that really was brought back to four questions. You're going to ask those questions in two different ways. One, you're going to do that in the interview. So you're going to find 10 people in your audience, and you're going to ask the set of questions I'm just going to explain to you in a minute. You're also going to go to Google Forms. Very simple, costs nothing. And you're going to put these four questions in, and you're going to send it to your email list and to everybody you know on social media. So that's the mechanic. Simple, right? Mm-hmm. So the four questions that you need to ask are this. Question number one, what is your biggest struggle? You know, that's question number one. Question number two is, have you ever looked for a solution in the market? So what you want to know, if one, what's the biggest struggle, which is close to the people you want to help? Second of all, have they looked elsewhere? Because if they have been looking elsewhere, the chances are way higher that your offering in the course form will going to perform really well, right? Mm-hmm. Then the third question is what I call a setup question. And the setup question is there to basically ask what they are willing to pay. But the thing is, if you don't know people and you walk up in a conversation, you say, hey, Terry, all good. I have this course. What do you want to pay? They're going to think, what is this idiot? Are you crazy? What do you mean? You know, it's not like you go out on a date with a girl and then you say, oh, he's a drink. Let's go home. You know, it's the same. It doesn't work, right? So exactly. you need to weed it a little. So there's a setup question. There's a third question that says, if I create a course about rental properties and turn them into a very profitable Airbnb business, for example, would you buy it? So I bring it a little softer. And then what people would say, yeah, of course I would buy it. I would love that because I'm my biggest problem. And then I make it funny. Question number four, what I really want to know, I'm really ashamed of asking this, but what would you pay? So I asked that same question, but really, really light. And I broke the ice and I really went in. And what you will notice, really weirdly, is that a lot of people will say two or three times more than it's in your head. Again, that ties back to the beginning of this conversation where I was talking about mind, where you think, oh, my Airbnb course will go for $200. Mm-hmm. And this person would say, oh, yeah, wait, let me think. So I buy this property. Then you teach me how to sell. I don't need to do anything, right? So you teach me everything from A to Z, how to package it, how to systems, how to handle my guests. You're going to teach me everything. So probably I can make, in this conversation before we started, you mentioned a student of yours who made $100,000, right? After working with you. That's fucking amazing. Okay, now you can say fuck, sorry. cut it out.
No, you can do whatever you want. Unfiltered.
Oh, thanks, brother. Thanks. That's good. But the thing is here, this guy or girl is making $100,000 on working 3 months with you. So he was thinking, wait, if I can make $100,000 and I pay $6,000 for it, well, that's a good deal. So, but we with our mind, us who are stuck in our mind, cannot think like this because the mind's saying, no, it's impossible. People will never buy. You're not good enough. You need to learn more. You know, all these stuff, that is a lie. And your client perceives the value totally different. So with these four questions, basically a beautiful thing happens here. And again, I'm lazy by nature. I don't like to work hard. I like to make everything simple. What happens here? With answering those four questions, your potential buyers in the future created your course outline for you by asking those four questions. So how does it work? When you're going to analyze all these questions, those, especially number one, the first one, what's your biggest struggle? They're going to say different things around running a rental business, right? They're going to say, oh, how are we going to find property? How do I going to sell it? To what price? How do I judge which guests are good or which ones are bad? What will happen if they burn down my house? Or how do I do it with the warranty or deposit? You know, all these things might pop up in people's minds. I speak from experience, because me and my girlfriends run in Bali. We build like villas. Mm-hmm. And you know, people do shit to the houses, don't rent them. You won't believe how disrespectful some people are about, you know, it's happening.
Unfortunately, so, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know what I'm talking about, right? So, yeah. So we all know that. All house owners now say, yeah, these fuckers, yeah, they do that. That's what they do. So the thing here is that through those questions, you're going to find trends. And those trends might be how to find rental property, how to put it up, how to make a good listing, how to deal with damages, how to deal with insurances, all these type of things. Those will be your modules. Based on what they give you. So you know almost for a fact that you're almost 100% compatible with what your market wants. Back to Mr. Russell Brunson, find the hot market, ask what they want, give to them. That's literally what you do. You literally gave them what they want. So the chances of success is so incredibly high. And that's basically what I did. And everybody I teach this system, they all sort of blow up when they ask the right questions because it's not magic. I'm not a guru. I'm not special. No, we just gave the market what they want. It's basic marketing, right? Basic sales. It's nothing difficult about it. But yet, many of us make it complicated.
Exactly. Oh, man, that's a pretty... I like simple things. So you explained it very simple with the terminology and just like how you would want to do it. And that makes total sense. Who can make courses? And I think that's a valid question as well, because some people may not think they need a course, but like everyone should be able to make a course if you think about it, depending on what they're good at and what they can do. What's your intake on that part?
Well, you know, the beauty of courses, I came to courses because I was burned out, you know, I was trading time for money. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what business you have, you know, if you run a consultancy business or you're a coach, or even if you sell physical products in e-commerce or name it what you do, courses will enable you to leverage your knowledge on massive scale. And that is what the beauty is. When it is well executed, like I explained in the validation process, when you do this right and you really give your audience what they need, what will happen is that you're able to serve people on massive scale. And what that will mean for your business is that you are going to be able to work less and make the same amount as trading your time for money, or maybe even more if you want to. So the beautiful thing here is that you're not trading time for money, but you're trading knowledge for money. And that is highly scalable. And that's what I love about it. You know, you literally make money in your sleep. Well, maybe it sounds really hypey and a marketing term. Make money in your sleep in 30 days. Well, it's not in 30 days. It's not going to happen in 30 days. This process takes time. You really need to work hard to make it work. But if you've done the legwork really well and you have the fundamentals in place and you build this income stream for your business, you're going to have a good life and you're going to be next to me in Bali. You're going to be my neighbor. I guarantee that. You know, so definitely.
I like how you said that. Like, it's not a get rich type of scheme, right? Like, it takes time. You got to build a foundation. You got to do the legwork. You got to really put in the work to get everything right to make sure, you know, you follow the steps to succeed. And I think everyone just tries to find, well, it's courses or coaching. They try to find the quickest thing, the shining syndrome, as I call it, right? Like, oh, I need this money in like 10 days or 15 or something ridiculous, right? And it's like, no, that's not how that works, right? You got to stick to one thing. You got to really master it and really go all out to see the results you want. So that's a good way you put that. And I guess that would lead to my next question is, how much can you make off courses from your experience with your clients? Like, just stuff you've seen and what you think.
Well, you know, I can say this. The sky's the limit. You can infinitely scale this. And again, I really want to make a side note here. This is not easy. You know, it's not something you just do quickly. You know, you really need to do the work. And I always say this to people. If you want to build a course because you think you're going to blow up, you might if you do it right. But in the beginning, you might not. And that's fine, you know, because that's the whole validation process for me. But to give you ideas for the people I work with, and I've launched some people, helped people launch on Twitter, which was new to me because I'm not so long on Twitter. I'm just 8 months on Twitter, and I came from basically the outside world. I was an alien for the Twitter world, so to speak, now X. And I made my money with, yeah, really. I didn't know what to do there. It was really funny in the beginning. But I made my money with paid ads, right? That was how we did it. We created an ad, pumped in money, scaled it up, and we sent them to a simple webinar funnel, and we sold them, and we retargeted them, all the people who didn't bought, you know, so it was a different game. So always what was in all the masterminds and all the coaching environment where I traveled, I talked to people who did 20 million or 100 million education businesses, but the thing was, all of us, me included back at the time, were amazed about organic growth. You know, we didn't get that because we were all paid guys. You know, we all blew up by buying ads and scaled it up. But we were always amazed about these kids who just go on TikTok and blow up. Now there's this guy, I forget his name. He has this chocolate that he's selling to TikTok, and this guy make 11 million, right, to TikTok. Like talking, not shit. He bring valuable content, obviously. But he makes 11 million with selling chocolates through talking to a cat. So in our world, in my world, it was amazing, right? So I needed to master that. I need to understand that. So that was the reason for me to go to Twitter and learn that. And I did, obviously, because I have a lot of experience already with a lot of things, only we did not that little part. So I developed a system where you just create great content, in my case, on Twitter, but can be on any platform, right? Any platform will do. But Twitter for me is really cool because you only, or X, I need to say X now.
Yeah,
you
really
only need to write. That's really, really confusing all the time sometimes. But you need to write on X. And that's easy. If you want to go start a YouTube channel, you need to have a light, you need a camera, you need a new sound, you know, a podcast. You know, I have big respect for you because it's a lot of work, you know. You need to find the guests, you need to interview them, you need to edit the podcast. You need to make it sound good. You need to upload it to all the platforms. Although a lot of it is automated, still is a lot of work. But on X, you just need to write. So that was for me an easy entrance. So I developed my writing skills. I could write okay, but I made it better by learning, by doing, basically. And that's what I did. And then I started gain momentum with telling my story and stories in general. And then people started to follow me. And then when people start to follow me, I had this little system. When somebody followed me, they get an automated message because I wanted people on my email list. And I knew from my world in paid advertisement that the email list is golden for everything you do. Doesn't matter. Even if you're going to buy a rental property and you bring guests in, imagine you have an email list of all your old guests, right? And you email them at Christmas, and you have your rental property is empty. You're going to send them, hey, Virgil here. You know, I have an incredible hot tub built in this thing. It's brand new. You've been my guest before. You're going to love it. Then come over. I promise you, people from that email list will buy. You know, and a lot of people don't do that. But I know that the email list is the core and the soul of everything that you market. Doesn't matter what you sell. So that was my thing, growing that email list. And I was teaching that to others. And by doing so, we did incredible launches. There's one guy, Ollie, came to me with a message. He said, "Hi, sir, I'm ordering a six-figure launch." It was really a hilarious opening message, this conversation with me. And I'm like, okay, let's fucking go, right? Like, let's see. And we did the whole process I explained, right? We went into his audience, asked what they want. He had an AI type, of course, and it was totally different in his head. But when we started validating, we changed it towards what people really wanted. And the guy ended up to sell 126K in 4 days, right? This is like amazing result, purely by giving people what they want. Another group of people, two young guys, two, three English dudes, hilarious guys, call themselves the Growth Army. They're hilarious. You need to look them up. And they have this little community. And they had an idea, and they reached out in a video call. I remember we only had a 90-minute call where I explained this whole process I just did here, and with a little bit more detail, obviously. And these guys did 80K in 4 days. So to answer your question, is it lucrative? If it's done right, yes, it can be very, very lucrative, the education business as a whole.
Yeah, education business is the way to go, especially if you're an expert. You mentioned Twitter. I want to actually talk about, or X, right? You ran ads on Twitter. Was that very effective for you, you said? Or no, was it Facebook or Instagram?
Everything we did there was organic. Yeah, my previous business where I did 10 million in sales with was an e-commerce course in Holland, was purely run by Facebook ads and Instagram ads. An paid acquisition part. And on X, we did it completely organically. We just created great content. So the money to keep is way more because the profit margins just go skyrocket in comparison with running paid ad campaigns, because then you're going to lose money. Eventually, you're going to be profitable, but you need a lot of money to start and to test out to make ad campaigns profitable. Yeah, opposedly to the opposite of running organic. You don't run anything. You just basically talk shit, be funny, bring people on your email list and sell them on an email list. And then let affiliate partners, that other people help you with the launch. That's basically, in a nutshell, the launch system. That can blow up potentially when done right. So yes, I'm very bullish on people creating courses, because when done right, you can change your life.
Cool. I do believe in organic traffic and organic building that way. But you think any platform's good, like X, TikTok, to start doing what you're mentioning, those actionable steps as far as building that content? Do you think it's more of X side or Instagram or TikTok, or you think all platforms?
No, it's basically the method. So basically the system of creating great content. I've seen guys blow up on TikTok. That's something I'm experimenting now with my clients and for myself. With TikTok, it's the amount of traffic that you can pull towards you in a short amount of time with high quality content is amazing. If you master that, you're really going to make a lot of money, because your costs are really zero to acquire clients. It only costs you time. Yeah, you can calculate your time, right? Yeah, in that case, it costs money. But in comparison with running ads, I can remember that in the glory days, we were spending like $1,000 a day on ads. Yeah, we made a lot, but a lot on ads. So, that's a little bit the play here. So organic on every platform. For me, I would say that X, everything that is written content, is the most easiest way to start, especially if you're not a content creator, because most people who run businesses are not talking on a camera all day, they're just running their business. So I would always go the road to the least resistance. And for me, that's X. And especially now Elon Musk took over, something's going to happen on the platform. If this guy can land rockets vertically, can let cars electrically drive and plant, put internet in the sky and implant, chips in people's brains, well, I think he can blow up X, That's my way of thinking.
We'll see, right? We'll see.
We'll see. Right. Yeah, for that for sure.
No, man, that's really cool. You hear that, guys, like, you know, the breakdown step by step. It doesn't even sound hard, but it's just the fact that you don't have individuals like yourself helping them out, like holding their hand. And I think that's just like the main big difference. But I think anyone can do it with your help. So I think that's really cool, man. What's next for you, man? Like, what's the future hold for you for the next 6 months, for the rest of the year of 2023, and so yeah. forth?
Well, I'm really excited about basically two things. So first of all, is working with clients is incredible, especially to see people really grasp the system and then blow up, and they really, really love that. And what I'm really always have been enthusiastic about is about scaling of a business, because obviously building a $10 million revenue business involves not only launching a course, right? It is way more than that. And so have to talk about hiring, is about building a culture, is about building a back end, because building a education business of that magnitude is not by selling one course, right? You need to really, we broke even with the course. We didn't make any money on the front end with the course sales. We made money on the back end by offering continuation programs, offering masterminds, offering coaching. You know, that is where the money was made. So building a business of that scale, and which I'm really enthusiastic about, is that's where I want to be, where I help people. Like, okay, you launched your course and you did well. And now what? What are you going to do? How are you going to build a business? A lot of people stay in the creator phase, so to speak, right? Everybody talks about the creator economy, which is going to be like, I read some statistics, one of my friends shared the statistics about that. The creator economy is now 100 billion and will be worth 200 billion in the next 4 years or something. Like, insane what the creator economy will bring. And that means that everybody who brings in like sort of form of educational content will amplify that growth. So it is the industry to be in. And I like to position myself in the spot right after you've launched your thing, then really build it up and scale and make it massive and make it sustainable and long-term. That's what I'm building at this moment. And I'm really, 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 really enthusiastic about that phase that's going to come now.
That's cool, man. That's really exciting. I'm happy for you. I think the course industry, education space is just going to keep growing. And I think with your help, there are a lot of people out there that are missing out that should reach out to you. What's the best way for people to reach out to you, man, to kind of learn more about how you can help people build a course, launch, and all that good stuff, man?
Yeah, well, I'm always true to the place that all started for me, X. So you can find me at X at the Virgil Brew. Don't ask me why I shortened that name, because I used to have another Twitter account, which I couldn't get in anymore. So I need to change the handle. So it became the shitty handle, but okay. No, I cannot change it now because everybody knows me by that. So it's sort of a blessing and a curse at the same time. That's one. It's really hilarious. And then the next part is you can find me on virgilbrewster.com. That's my website, and there you can find a lot about me. So looking forward to connect, and truly love this conversation. The first time you ask some different questions like other people. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Virgil. Appreciate it, man. And one last thing I always like to ask guests, right, on every podcast, it's the last question. I got to pull it out because I can never remember every time. But lastly, like, what keeps you going every day when you want to give up? Well, it was starting your journey even to now. Yeah, what keeps you going every day when you want to give up?
That's a good question. For me, back in the day that I started working for myself, up till now, working with people, I always have worked with people in any way, shape, or form. And what kept me going, even in days that I totally don't feel it, is when people reach their results. And I love to see that. You know, I love to see people thrive, especially if they come from a situation where they were in a job or in a situation where they could not grow for themselves, and only by showing the way and actually people grab the system that I show them and that they grow and reach success, that's the one thing that keep me up, make me get back up on my feet every time I'm down, definitely.
Well said, man. Hear that, guys. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'll reach out and defer you. But yeah, man, look, anyone who's an expert in any industry, who has an idea on what they're good at, please reach out to this man. Like, he can help you. If you follow directions, though, if you're willing to put the legwork and listen and, you know, be patient, you can succeed. I think you can help out a lot of people. So, you know, just reach out to him, man, learn more, follow him on X. I'll put all the information in the links below. And yeah, man, just thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. Even though it's late in Bali, I appreciate you for coming on and shedding some knowledge and sharing your story, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. And definitely we're going to stay in touch because you do cool stuff as well. Love that.
Yep. Definitely, man. Definitely. So next time, folks, to the next episode, peace out.